it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And Dwayne's in the studio today for our first garden show of the year, Dwayne.
Hey, great. I can't believe they let us back on the air, Paul.
That's right.
So I don't think we're going to do a lot different than we have before. You know, it's a call-in program.
Right.
And on horticulture questions, that's garden, right. Trees, shrubs, you know, prom flowers or whatever.
Yep.
But on the issue of plants. And be glad to help people out with that. And we'll have some topics every show. Week, every yep. show. And this is the Heather Nursery and Garden Show. So it's sponsored by Heather Nursery. So we have to thank Randy Lepke for that. He's the owner of Heather Nursery and Floral. So
yep, Randy does a good job. I enjoy visiting Randy.
Yeah. So Heather does a lot of different things. I mean, since this is the first show, we should probably say
plug Heather.
We've got to plug Heather a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's more, you know, we always say, I usually say Heather Nursery and Floral, okay?
Yeah.
Maynard always says Heather Nursery, but we're more than just that. And I've
actually changed the name up during for the season.
Well, I like to change it because that way, because we're busy with different things at different times of the season. So, you know, in the wintertime, we're mainly a floral shop, and we're a floral shop all year round.
Right.
But we kind of highlight floral business during, you know, Christmas and, Easter coming up and that type of stuff. And then it gets to be spring. So, I always kind of switch it to greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
So we started growing stuff. And then Heather Landscaping, because we do landscaping all summer, you know. And so Heather Nursery, greenhouse, landscaaping, lawns, we do a lawn care service and that type of stuff. So
you're doing my lawn.
Yep. So we wear many hats. So if you have anything that you want to talk about or whatever, give us a call on the radio and we can answer that. Or you can contact us. We're located here in Madison on Main Street, and Main Street in Dawson, and in the Smith Edition in Montevideo. So we have three locations, and we can answer your questions there too. So.
Yep, and you sold the Heather Nursery and Floral to Randy, but you started it, right?
Yeah.
What year was that when you started Heather Nursery?
Our sign used to say 1979.
Oh, wow.
That's a oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's many years ago. We're not even that old, Paul.
No, that's right. We're still young.
We're still young at heart, okay?
I graduated in 76, so you started Heather Nursery 3 years after I graduated.
Well, it says 79, okay. And it's kind of a little fallacy there, but I was working for a garden center when I was in college in Forest Lake, and then I did some stuff back here a little bit off the farm. And so I guess we're not lying too bad.
Yeah. How did it start? How did it come to be then? Do you remember back?
I don't have Alzheimer's yet.
Yeah. How did Heather start? I mean,
I came back to the Madison area, okay, to farm. Okay. I was going to farm with my dad and brothers, and there was too many dads and brothers in there. So
too many Hastads.
There was too many Hastads, yeah. And that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So I was working at this nursery, and I got plants and stuff from him and brought them out to the farm north of Madison here and started doing some landscaping, and all of a sudden had a
people.
With connections, I had a garden center and floral shop in Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you started in Dawson.
Yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden, the founding fathers of Madison didn't like that. So I had a shop in Madison. And then all of a sudden, there was an opportunity in Montevideo. So we grew really quick, too quick.
Yeah, okay.
For a young, not very old
experienced
boy. But it was fun. It's been a challenge. It's been a journey, and I've learned a lot, and it's been fun. All the people, and I thank everybody for that. But Randy's taken over now. I have some health problems, and can't run as fast as I used to. And so Randy's taken over, but I was lucky enough to get hired back by Randy. So I still work at Heather, mainly in Dawson, but I kind of do the landscaping plans and some of the
planting.
A lot of the planting.
I like you're in the greenhouse there.
Yep.
You got them all already planted, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're working really hard. You know, okay. Farmers always say they're going to get busy pretty soon because it's planting time. Well, we're busy right now because it's planting time.
Right.
So greenhouses are getting full. So if you want the smell of the dirt, a lot of people like that.
Yep.
I should say smell of the soil.
Soil, yeah.
Come on in there, and things aren't blooming yet, but they're young plants, and it won't take long.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you started Heather Nursery and Floral. It's a great success story, and it's been around for a long time.
Thank you.
You're in three communities, and you have a great staff. You've had great staff over the years too, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, when we were kind of what I say prime or whatever, we had 45 people working.
Ooh, 45. I didn't realize
that's
that.
A lot.
Wow, yeah.
Keep that straight. Hey, right now we have 19 full-time employees. And that's enough to keep straight.
Yep. Yep.
I get to still do right out payroll. That's that can be a lot. But there's a lot of knowledge there. A lot of people have been around. So if you do have gardening, flower questions. And one thing that I better start with is it's prom time.
Prom time.
It's flower time. Okay?
Easter and prom together.
Easter and prom. Yep. But if you haven't ordered your prom flowers, or if your son or daughter hasn't ordered their prom flowers, it's time to do that because we want to make sure we do it right and they get the flowers they want. So we have to order those ahead of time.
Okay.
And so, and the girls, you know, here in Madison, Dawson, you know, we got Dee Dee here in Madison and Nancy and Betty and Gloria in Dawson and Denise in Montevideo. They've all done prom flowers. And so we encourage you to get your order in.
Do guys still buy the prom flowers, or did you buy your date of prom?
Did
flower?
I?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Don't you remember? You don't have to remember me buying prom flowers, no. But did you buy prom flowers?
I'm sure I did, but I don't remember it.
That's Roxy?
Oh, I'm sure she wore something. I'll have to look at our prom picture.
You bet.
Yeah, I'm sure
Oh, they had flowers back then.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't think
Snortums.
Yeah, Snortums was up on the corner here where the Baptist church is.
Yeah, the A-frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
So the reason that came to be called Heather Nursery is Heather, I had gone to college over in Norway, and the national flower of Norway is Heather.
Oh.
So it's not named after my girlfriend. It's not named after my wife. It's named after the national flower of Norway, and always told me I was 100% American Norwegian, so
there you go.
I'm pretty stubborn.
All right. Good choice of name there.
Yeah.
So you got to show me a picture of a heather then.
Yeah.
What it looks like.
There's a lot of different types of heather,
but there's
a specific one for Heather Nursery. And I was with my cousins 2 years ago. Seven of my double cousins and I went to Norway, and I have a picture of us by a heather plant.
Oh, nice. So, awesome.
I'll show you that,
Paul. Yeah, show me that. All right, so springtime is coming, and what should we be doing in our lawns or gardens, Dwayne?
Right, you know, right it's now? Early, you know. We're our first show here. It's early, you know, and I've had calls. But, you know, yesterday when it was warmer out, it was crazy busy. I mean, people are buying grass seed to sprinkle on their lawns. First of all, I'd get your lawn cleaned up, and it's probably plenty early to do that.
Oh, it is.
Okay. But it says it's supposed to be dry in your lawn, but I think it's, and when you start raking and, you know, taking lawnmower out there, you activate your soil, and we don't need to get activated and have a 9 below 0 come up.
Right.
We're in Minnesota.
We're in Minnesota. April, it still can blizzard in April.
But it's time to think about doing your lawn work. Right. And if you're going to do some pruning on your apple trees, that's definitely time to do that. Mm-hmm. And then pruning and cleaning up your perennials. I would say you definitely should be out there. A nice day, you know, get the perennials cut back before they start growing, and they have started growing. I was out cleaning mine up the other day, and my sedums were all starting to grow, and there's even a few, they're not the perennial, but tulips and stuff are starting to pop through. So spring is here.
It is, that's right. So should I be... Talk about gardening.
Yep.
This stage should be planning a garden. You know what you're going to plant. Should you plant more of this or less of this? Or what should I do with the ground? Or talk about gardening. What should we be doing?
Depends on how detailed a person you are, Paul. Do you have that all planned out?
No.
I have people that come in, and they have a whole map of their garden.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you know, they got planned out that I'm going to plant this, and I'm going to plant this next to this.
Because yep,
there's
what
such
I was
a thing as companion gardening, okay? Certain plants will do better closer to other plants, okay?
Which
okay,
ones?
Now you're going to ask
me,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's about 10 shows in a row.
Okay, we'll do that.
So
talk about that
next
week.
Think about what plants go next to each other, okay? Companion gardening. And I can help you if that come into the greenhouse, and we can talk about that.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. You know, you would wonder, why in the heck is that? You know, but it does. It does matter what row, what, and you should rotate your garden too. Tomatoes shouldn't be at the same spot as tomatoes because you might have some diseases or whatever. But you can, you know, manually you can manually take care of that problem.
Because
I know you have your tomatoes right next
to the same place every year.
Yeah. Do you know that when I sprayed your lawn last time and sprayed your trees, that you had all those tomatoes right along your garage?
Yeah.
And I sprayed the heck out of them.
So they're gonna.
So you had a lot of tomatoes.
I did.
Yeah.
Actually, my brother-in-law that lives next to me,
yeah,
he plants them and takes care of them, and we just eat them.
Okay, I should say why I sprayed them. Okay, I didn't spray weeds in your lawn. Okay,
right.
I sprayed a product called Lawn Solution, which is a a fertilizer and a lot of other types of stuff in there, and it also promotes, you know, fruiting of your tomatoes and stuff. So I didn't spray a weed killer.
Okay.
So don't go and spray your weed killer on your tomatoes. Okay. So it's called Biomentum. So I sprayed Biomentum on your tomatoes, and it puts the nutrients back into your tomatoes.
Oh, that's something you created, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about that.
That's all. Well, there's another 10 commercials. But we have a product called Biomentum. Okay. And we've put that in. I've developed 5 different solutions plus 2 different types of granules, and people will call them fertilizers. Mm-hmm. Really soil amendments, which help improve the health of your soil.
Okay.
And then it has almost every mineral in the world in it. Okay. And so it puts a mineral into, say, your tomato. So when you eat that tomato, you're getting all those nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was actually developed for the health of yourself, okay?
Right, right.
So our motto is healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy you. Okay?
Nice.
And so
is that what Earth Elements is?
Okay, Earth Elements was the original name. Last year we called it Earth Elements. We've come out with a whole different series now. So we have Biomentum Garden Explosion, okay? We have Biomentum Tree Care, and we have Biomentum Lawn Care. And we also have developed some called Biomentum Tree Pucks. So when you're planting your plant, you can throw these pucks in there. And these are all available at Heather Nursery and Floral. And I have kind of a parent company that I'm part owner in.
Oh.
And we have a distributorship in the whole upper Midwest. So we have dealers in the upper Midwest. So
nice.
We're out there. We've expanded in the last 6 months.
Okay.
So
good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
at your age, you're still expanding.
Well, you know, Colonel Sanders didn't start Kentucky Fried Chicken. I've told you this before, that he was 69.
Yeah.
So I waited to 70.
There you go.
So we can start this. Okay.
That's great. Good.
So
good product. Great product.
They're
actually
great products. Yeah. And if you haven't tried them, try them. And you try it for yourself. And you tell me what you think.
Okay.
We have people that have bought them the last number of years. And they said, you know, they come back into the store and they go, you know that stuff you sold me last year? They use it a few other words.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I said, I need some more of that. So
awesome.
But off that subject a little bit, we haven't talked about Easter. It's Easter time, so get your Easter lilies in or flowers for the Easter table. Or if you're going, if you're a host or hostess, we could do some flowers for you. It's prom. It's definitely time to get your prom order in. So. And if we can help you with any other flowers, you know, birthdays. And, you know, with everything going on in this world, we need some happy times.
That's right.
So give the best time to give flowers is when they don't expect it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That spreads joy and happiness, right?
It does.
Right.
And if they don't like flowers, give them some Biomentum.
I love the story. You spoke at the Dawson Chamber of Commerce last meeting. It was great. It was very interesting. You told the story of our friend Bart Hill.
Yeah.
We got time. Share that quick. Well,
Well, I was.
He used this, right?
Yeah. When he says this, it's the Biomentum product. And I was actually spraying a tree across the street from Bart Hill's house here in Madison. And he walks across the street and goes, "What the heck are you doing?" I said, "There's a nutrient deficiency in this tree. And so we're trying to improve the nutrients in the soil and in the tree to make it green up better and have better fall color." And he goes, "That work on my lawn?" I said, "Yeah, well, let me get this done and I'll come over there." So I went over to Bart's and he says, and Bart's a perfectionist.
Yep.
He is. He has everything perfect. His lawn looked nice.
He took care of a baseball field for years and years.
And I said, "Yeah, you should spray this on your lawn." Okay, this was last fall. And he sprayed his lawn at 2 o'clock, okay, on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Paul and I were at the fairgrounds, okay, doing a radio program.
Yep.
And Bart walks up and he goes, and we were on the air and he goes, "Am I crazy or is my lawn already green?" And I said, "No, it works that fast." I sold out of Biomentum lawn care that day. And the girl, we had to bottle it up. In the next 3 days, we sold crazy. But if you want to, it's not going to kill your weeds, but it'll help prevent the weeds, okay? Mm-hmm. And it will thicken your lawn up, and it's good for your trees, your lawn, your flowers.
Good.
It's awesome.
Well, contact Dwayne and Heather Nursery about that.
Yep.
Ingredient there. Biomentum.
And why it's called Biomentum? It's a biological, okay? So it's all natural, it's all organic, and there's no chemicals in there.
Good.
Okay?
All right.
It's good for you.
Pick it up at Heather Nursery. All right, Dwayne, good first garden show.
Yep. So stop in at Heather Nursery and Floral, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and it's fun to be back on the air.
No, it sure is, and we'll...
That means spring is coming.
That's right.
It's here.
And we'll answer your questions next week.
So. Okay.
All right, that's Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse.
Garden Center, Floral Shop, etc.
There you go, with another garden show. Thanks for listening.